But there is no great achievement that doesn't come with a struggle. Everything that comes easy and free, you have to look. You know, how they call you and say, you just want a trip. Free trip. And it's not. You got to do something else. You got to give them something to get it. Don't trust that. But when God does it, all it costs is just dedication. All you got to say is, I ain't turning back. I surrender. God, I come out with my hands up. And I surrender to you. All that you want to do in my life, do it. Now, having said that, Abraham, you might have to be willing to sacrifice the thing that you love the most. Are you willing to sacrifice the thing that you love the most to show God that my relationship with you is more important than the thing? And look, and he might have blessed you with it. But Lord, I ain't putting it before you. It brings you joy. Isaac's name meant laughter, meaning it brought him joy, made him laugh. It might bring you joy, but will you give it up for God? Will you?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Canty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Canty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Just a short word right out of a familiar passage of Scripture, Psalm 27. I want to look at verse 13 and possibly 14 if the Lord allows. Psalm 27, verse 13. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Begin reading now.
I have faith. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, I will see what I've been looking for.
Come on, doctor.
I will see
preacher.
What I've been looking far.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, this word David speaks is not only a prophetic word, a word of faith. David speaks in confidence about what he shall see, not when he gets the glory, not some pie in the sky, but while he was here on planet Earth. David demonstrates in this simple but yet straightforward confession, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, I want you to see this, because if you miss this, you're going to miss what he's encouraging us with. Now, keep in mind, it's the confidence that he's speaking out of that he has in God. Well, how do you say that, Pastor? Because if you go all the way back to verse 1, he says, the Lord.
The Lord.
Not me. The Lord.
Yes, sir.
Is my light.
Yes, sir.
And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, he's establishing who's on his side. I got news for you. If the Lord is on your side, you don't have anything to worry about. The writer said, Paul, in the book of Romans, if God be for you,
all right,
who can be against you? So David knew this already, and he says simply, I had fainted, or I would have fainted, or I could have fainted, or perhaps I should have fainted. But notice this is what he says. Unless I had believed. That's where the faith comes in at. My brothers and sisters, let me say to you, it doesn't matter what God says. If you don't believe what he said, it will never come to pass in your life. Now, David is talking about two positive things. He's talking about the word of God, and he's talking about his faith mixed with that word of God. You see, that's how God's word comes alive, not only in you, but in this atmosphere and in this earth realm, when we mix our faith with what God has already said. When we mix our faith with what God has said, it includes us not only in the process, but it includes us in the progress. In other words, if God said he was going to do thus and so, if I say amen, then I am aligning myself up with what God has already spoken. How many of you know whatever he has spoken, he will perform? God don't talk just to be talking. God says what he means, and he means what he says. And when you begin to hold your faith accountable to the word of God and said, if he said it, that settles it. Whether I believe it or not, I want to believe it. So as I believe it, I then am able to participate in what God said. You know, I could walk all the way through this 27 number of Psalm, and you'll see David is dealing with the issues that were profound and that were perplexing in his own life. And that's one of the things I love about David. David was not a man who pretended to be something he wasn't. David was real. David called it like it was. He told it like he felt it. He was just real with it. And even when he messed up, he confessed and admitted, God, I have sinned. He made God true and him a liar, because he didn't try and act as if God made him do something that he was not in desire of doing himself and in the flesh, and he admitted that he had messed up. Listen, God was going to kill him. Why? Because when God sent the prophet to him to tell him about himself, he had to admit he was the one, he was wrong, he had sinned, and that relieved God because he repented from his sin, from God not taking him out. What you don't understand is, my brothers and sisters, God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. And David was known as a man after God's own heart. This scripture brings back so many realities of so many lives, of so many peoples from many nations, many countries, creeds and colors. But here is the reality of it for all of us. At some point or time in all of our lives, we would have given up if faith would not have kicked in. There are some of us sitting here right now, we've been through so much. If faith hadn't kicked in, we wouldn't be sitting here today. There isn't a perfect person in this building. I know that's a shock to you, but there's not one perfect person in this building. That there's not one perfect person who can say, follow me as I follow me. You'll catch that on your way home. We all have to follow Christ, because our walk is not that straight. We don't walk that circumspect in ourselves. We have got to follow the one who is perfect, who is good, who is righteous, to be able to see how he walked. Now look again at what he says. I had fainted unless I had believed to see. To see the goodness of the Lord. Well, let me tell you, between confession and possession, he had to walk through some stuff. Let me just give you a few scriptures to help us out, because David had to experience all of this for himself. David is one, I've told you, who desired to have the heart of God, to be like God, a man after God's own heart. What he did was he longed for God's heart, for God's presence, for God's attention. He longed for it. Say, longed for it. See, when you really love the Lord, you long for him. You put time aside to talk to him, to wait on him, to have fellowship with him. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 62:1. Rita, if you'll get your mic right quick and turn with me, I want to share three or four scriptures, and then I'm going to close this message out, because as we celebrate Black history, we'll note that even with the blacks that we have known in our lifetime, many of them will tell you, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? And that's not just for blacks, but that's even the Jews, even this day, who are fighting even now, will discover that God's protection has kept them, has brought them, and is keeping them. Listen, but you've got to long for him. You've got to long for him. Psalm 62:1, read.
Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God.
Mm-hmm.
From him cometh my salvation.
Mm-hmm. Listen to what it said. Truly. His longing, the word wait here meant longing. He waited for God. Why? Because God was the only one who could fix his situation. You see, a whole lot of us run past God and run past the blessings God has waiting on us. You can never miss your blessings waiting on the Lord. I'm not going to be long because I need you to help me preach this. Don't sit on me this morning. Tell your neighbor, you got to wait on him. Tell your other neighbor, you got to wait on him. And while you're waiting on him, long for him. Desire him. Know that you're not waiting in inactivity or inattentively. You are waiting on him, knowing that while you're waiting, you're praying, you're praising, and you're preparing for what God has for you. Secondly, not only did David long for God, and he shows us in the word, but others have as well. Turn, if you will, and look at the fact that we must listen to God. Proverbs 8:34. Now, you're waiting on the Lord to see the goodness in the land of the living, but between waiting to see it and seeing it, that's something you've got to do. And I'm giving you these things to do. One, long for him. Two, listen to him. Proverbs 8:34, read it.
Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors.
Now, do you know what that means? Half of you don't know half of what that meant. Let me tell you what it means. It means he said, blessed is the man that heareth me, that listens to me. You see, God's only gonna bless the folk, truly bless the folk who listens to him. See, we listen to a whole lot of mess out there. We listen at it on television, we listen at it on radio, we listen at it on iPod, and we listen at it on Facebook, and all of these other media means. We listen at it with our neighbors, we listen at it with gossipers, we listen at all kind of, but do we really listen at the Lord? See, David listened to the Lord. Now, did he do it every single day of his life? No, he missed it. But when he missed it and fell down, while he was down, he prayed and God lifted him back up again. So one of the things we've got to recognize is if we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, we've got to, one, long for him. Two, we've got to listen to him. That means every day when we wake up, God, what is it that you'll have me to know? What is it you want to say to me today? And I've got news for you, my brothers and sisters. If you open up the Bible, there are 66 books that God has already spoken what he wants you to hear. And what you're going to discover is that if you wake up and expect God to speak to you, and you open up that book, you'll discover God's got something to say. Blessed is the man who heareth him. Him. That Bible God wrote for you to hear him. And if we don't take the time to study that word, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, then we're going to miss the blessings that God has for us. It was back in the Great Depression, and jobs were very thin. Many people had very, very little, and there were communities many times that came out for just a handful of jobs. And there was this one man who had prayed and prayed, and God told him what to do, and he was a man who loved the Lord. He studied God's word. He prayed and communed with God. And God told him to go down to this communications place where they needed a person to work the telegraph. And he knew about it because he had learned from it many years ago, but he had not used his skills. And so he went into this building where he walked through the door, and it was crowded with people who had beat him there looking for the handful of jobs that they had. And so while there, he was like, my God, I don't even know if they'd get a chance to see me today. And there they were, people coming out the door, one by one, one by one, one by one, didn't get the job, didn't get the job. And so he saw how quick they were coming out. And he sat there, and for a moment, he tuned out the clutter in the room. God told him, listen. And he heard break. And he got up out of his seat, and he walked into the room where the interviewer was. And then a few minutes later, he came out with a big smile on his face. And he said, I got the job. Yeah. And several folks started protesting. How did you get it? You came here after us. How did you go in before us and get the job? He said, because I was listening. He said, and if you were listening, you would have heard the telegraph say, if you can understand what I'm saying, come in the office. You got the job. He understood Morse code, and he got it because he listened. My brothers and sisters, there are so many of us who can get what God's got over all the folk clattering and climbing up the ladder, trying to get there ahead of you, if you just listen to the Lord. Yeah, yeah. What God has for you, it is for you. But you got to hear him when he speaks. And then, my brothers and sisters, I need you to know, not only must you long for God and listen to God, but next thing is, you've got to look to God. Somebody say, look to God. Psalm 104 and 27. Now, I want to show you something very interesting about this, because too many of us look to everything and everybody else but God for our sustenance, for our substance, for our supply. Reader.
Psalm 104 and 27. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season.
Now, this is simple. The psalmist is talking about even the animals, the birds of the air, all of them wait on God. for their needs to be met. They look to God to make a way for them, to open a door for them, to provide for their every need. And yet God has made us in his image and in his likeness. And so many of us think that what we have, we've gotten it on our own, and God has not had a part to play in our survival or our success. But how wrong are we when we do not look to the Lord, who is the God of our salvation, the God of our deliverance, the God of our breakthroughs, the God of our blessings, the God of our opportunities, the God of our waymaking, the God who picks us up, the God who shows us that he can do anything but fail. My question to you is, who are you looking to?
Yes, yes, yes.
For your supply. Who are you looking to for your substance? Who are you looking for to put food on your table? Who are you looking to to meet your needs? See, the problem is, if you look in the man, you're going to be disappointed one day. Because right when you really need him to come through, he's going to let you down. And maybe not even that he would desire to do it. But he's man, and he's limited. But our God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. And if there was anyone you needed to look to be your waymaker, to be your door opener, to be your provider, to be your shepherd, it ought to be the Lord. And the last one I'm going to give you, and I'm going to leave you. Here's what I need you to understand, that you must trust God and live by his word. Psalm 27. No, don't make that Proverbs 27 and 18. Proverbs 27 and 18. All right, when you get it, say amen.
Proverbs 27 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof.
All right.
So he that waited on his master shall be honored.
Shall be honored. Do you know what that says? That you have got to learn how to live for the Lord. See, God gives you what he needs you to do. Your living comes by taking care of what God has given you to do.
Okay.
Read it again. Read it again. I need to.
Whoso keepeth the fig tree.
Mm-hmm. Now, hold on. Whoso keepeth the fig tree. The fig tree was not only a source of food, but it was also a source of finances. Listen at me. Back in the day, many times, a fig was a great commodity, man. They made fig cakes, which traveled greatly in those eastern hot cultures, etc. They used figs for medicinal purposes as well. Fig was a great commodity there. Now, again, start over again.
Whoso keepeth the fig tree.
Keepeth the fig tree. That means tend to it, take care of it.
Shall eat the fruit thereof.
Shall eat the fruit thereof. Keep going.
So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored.
So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. My brothers and sisters, you do what the Lord tell you to do, and then you take care of his business. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to take care of your business. When you honor God by doing what God has called you to do and put in your hands to do, you're going to live by it. But not only that, when you recognize that it is your responsibility to live by what thus saith the Lord, he will honor you. Now again, you've got to learn how to long for the Lord.
Yeah.
Two, you've got to learn how to listen to the Lord.
Yeah.
Three, you've got to learn what? To look to the Lord. And four, you've got to learn.